Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Antiguan private workers now being targeted by law for vaccination. That and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup coming right up. The Antigua and Barbuda government has officially published in the Gazette the requirement for private sector workers to become vaccinated. A change was made to the Public Health Act to facilitate that. According to Observer Radio News, the Act now states that every business owner having five or more persons in his or her employ shall mandate that such employees be vaccinated against COVID-19.
This means that any business with five or more employees must ask their employee to become vaccinated. Meanwhile, bars, clubs, and cinemas will remain closed until November 12th. Bar operators and the government are expected to meet this week to discuss if and how bars will resume business while reducing the chances of COVID spread. The government has also repealed a section in the Public Health Act that prevented beach access on holidays. The section, which banned use of beaches on public holidays, has been removed in its entirety, meaning that beaches are now open on holidays indefinitely. Meanwhile, leader of the United Progressive Party, Harold Lovell, says the government's vaccine mandate leveled at the private sector is going too far. The move is meant to intensify government's effort to reach herd immunity by year's end. It is hoped that by November 15, private sector employees would have already had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine.
In St. Lucia, residents and tenants have applauded removal of outstanding monthly rental payments. This report is by NBC Prime News.
CDC Housing Complex residents and occupants of commercial spots won't have to pay monthly rental this Christmas because the peer-led administration has decided to erase delinquent fees. They will, however, pay the months of October and November rent. The outstanding monies owed to government up until September will be cleared. The announcement was made by Housing Minister Richard Frederick on Wednesday, October 27. Approximately $4.2 million in monthly rental fees have been committed towards the payment of fees. Residents and business operators have praised the peer-led administration for the gesture and have commended the MP for Castries Central, Richard Frederick, for assisting in the plight of residents.
Se bon ba yi fe ba yi se bon nan, because ba gai wet COVID da, lani moun delan ne, poko sa veni si ya, because of COVID. Et tout le ya, mwa ka moute, rent la ka moute.
I find that great because he has empowered us to start over fresh, to make a way for ourselves and a better living. Because, you know, as you can see, things are very slow and things. So he's empowered us to start up fresh. And, you know, it's also a helpful plan to start up the paying of the rent. So it's a good idea.
What the minister did for St. Lucia is an excellent, excellent thing. And I think it's a little ease up on the little Malleways in the CDC, those that renting, those that have the shops, you know, they should appreciate what the ministers did for them. Not only Mr. Frederick, but the St. Lucia Labour Party.
Cecil Actil, NBC Prime.
Barbadian Prime Minister Mia Motley has called on Caribbean countries to prepare for the possibility of a climate change event that could cause mass migration and a displacement in the region. She was speaking at a handover ceremony of the regional and national maritime security strategies. The Barbados-based Regional Security System, RSS, said the draft of national and regional maritime security strategies will provide the foundation for strengthening the security of the maritime commons in several of its member countries. 2017 was that year that showed us the possibility of what could happen with the impact on Dominica and Antigua and Barbuda, in particular with those successive hurricanes that hit us. The Caribbean Media Corporation quoted Motley as saying, She added that the coastal and inland flooding due to intensified storm surges have also continued to be a problem for too many of our other countries. Trinidad, Guyana, and Suriname may not be hit by hurricanes, but they are hit by floods. Prime Minister Motley told the hybrid ceremony that the Belize-based Caribbean Community Climate Change Center and the United Nations Development Programme UNDP reports that a 1 meter rise in sea level can displace approximately 110,000 people in CARICOM member states. For the RSS in particular, it was estimated that 2% of the population in St. Kitts and Nevis, and indeed 3% of the population in Antigua and Barbuda, could be displaced as a result of these types of events. This potential displacement leads us to inquire if the current response in our member states can accommodate management of mass migration or displacement of such a large number of persons, Motley said. In Trinidad and Tobago, residents of Belmont Valley Road are fed up of dry taps. The residents explained that surrounding communities have a steady water supply and partly blames weak water pressure for the lack of service. They staged a protest to call on WASA to fix the situation. Here's TTT News.
Residents of Lucian Road, Lucian Trace and Lucian Hill have been without water for the past 15 days and are tired of waking up to dry taps. Representative for the affected residents, John Rampersad, explained there have been water issues in the area for several years and after discussions with WASA's management in 2018, agreed with a water schedule for the area. However, the irate spokesperson noted this has not been adhered to and is calling on WASA to abide by the agreement.
Nobody have no water to bathe, to wash, nothing. We have to use rainwater. Residents suffering, and we cannot be suffering and paying for a service that we don't get. We pay for a service. We are calling on them to give us an efficient and effective water pressure service as from today. Otherwise, if we don't get that, the residents are prepared to elevate this protest from tomorrow into a fiery protest, and we are not free to block roads and do anything that we have to do. And the letter. That letter is an agreement, and we are calling on them to abide by the agreement.
Another resident explained that a steady water supply is essential, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic.
It had children, it have everybody, you have clothes to wash, you have to bathe, you have to go, right? And we ain't getting no water. All we're asking for is a supply of water. You're still paying your bills, and you ain't getting no water. That ain't making no sense. That come like robbery.
The residents are demanding that their water supply be restored immediately and consistently, as according to the agreed schedule.
The Jamaica Association of Certified Embalmers and Funeral Directors wants the home that is storing deceased cult leader Kevin Smith's body to watch out. The move by the organization comes after word began circulating days ago that loyal and unswerving followers of Smith were planning to find and snatch his body. When it comes to the rumor about these so-called followers and disciples of this man who want to identify the funeral home where his body is being stored to do whatever, I can only say that we don't believe in what they believe in. And I will say that any member who is storing the remains of Kevin O. Smith, just protect your property from physical harm. Calvin Lean, president of the organization, told the Jamaica Observer in an interview days ago. Lean was adamant that Smith's flock, who played church at Pathways International Kingdom Restoration Ministries, would be disappointed by unsuccessful attempts if they tried to retrieve his body using orthodox practices that they may believe in. We don't believe in voodooism, so anything that they want to try won't affect us because we are protected by God Almighty, who has been seeing us through rough times and smooth times, so anything demonic won't affect us. So if that is being planned by these insane people, it is not going to affect any one of us who is storing the remains of this cult leader, he stated categorically. Meanwhile, Valerie Nieta Robertson, the attorney at law representing Smith, had said that his family has not been told where his body is being kept. Last week, Monday, Smith, who was at the center of controversy and public outrage for over a week, died in a motor vehicle crash while in transit from Montego Bay to Kingston to face charges connected to suspected ritual killings. Smith was under investigation in connection with the slaughter 2 Sundays ago of 2 of his followers in a bizarre night that some have said involved human sacrifice. A day later, the self-proclaimed His Excellency was charged posthumously with 2 counts of murder, conspiracy to commit murder, illegal possession of firearm and ammunition, wounding with intent, and shooting with intent. In Grenada, medical Dr. Francis Martin is warning people with respiratory illnesses and sensitive skin that particles from the Sahara dust and the volcano ash in the atmosphere over Grenada can cause some serious reactions. Here's GBN News.
Grenadians who have sensitive skin and respiratory illnesses can be seriously affected by the Sahara dust and volcanic ash from the eruption of the La Palma volcano in the Canary Islands hovering over Grenada. Forecasters at the Met Office at the Maurice Bishop International Airport issued a dust hazy advisory for the state of Grenada on Thursday. Medical practitioner Dr. Francis Martin says that particles from the atmosphere can create an allergic reaction on the skin or eyes and trigger asthmatic attacks in some people.
Both the Sahara dust and the volcanic ash, they can cause severe inflammation or an inflammatory process on the surface of the lungs. And that can actually stimulate an asthma attack in some people. It can actually stimulate skin reactions or allergic reactions in other people. And for the volcanic ash in particular, because the ash is really minute particles of stone, really, that has broken up, it can be very abrasive. So persons can develop serious eye reactions, corneal scratching of the eyes, and these issues. And so that's why they are of concern to us as humans.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 1st November. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.